This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. So much great text and Twitch and YouTube activity in the chats regarding the conversation around Jalen Brunson. We'll be back into that before too long. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 7 minutes. Segment here, we'll do a little Cowboys Twitter. And it's brought to you by Rubin & Associates. If you're struggling financially, facing foreclosure or repossession, have IRS credit card or medical debt, you don't have to face it alone. With one phone call, Mark Rubin can take the weight off your shoulders, get you to live in life again. So call Mark right now at 1-800-LAWYERS. We go to the Twitter account of former Cowboys quarterback, current radio analyst, Babe Laufenberg. And he tweets, greetings from Colorado. He's there in a shallow river, standing there on the rocks. Looks like he's there with his son, and he's got a brown trout right there, and he pulled it out of the net. You ever do fishing like that? You like to go river?
I'll tell you what, I've never been fly fishing because it takes tremendous coordination to set that fly.
I mean, you're a Division I long snapper, Brian.
I was a terrible athlete. And
okay.
The people that can fly fish, and I love to watch videos of when they fish like in the Keys and they're fishing, you know, they're bone fishing and stuff like that, where they're throwing those flies.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and it just, they're spotting them, you know, spot them and trout. I mean, that right there is a lot of work. And when you land one of those with a fly rod, congratulations.
I can't tell from the picture. Is he fly fishing? Do you know that for a fact? He might be using lures or something.
Yeah, if you're probably on a river in Colorado, they probably got you with a fly rod.
You're up there on a vacation to get the thing done.
Yeah, that's you know, because again, with all that, it might be a lot of cover. I haven't seen the picture, but it might be a lot of cover. You got to kind of work around stuff, you know. You have to be
A lot of technique.
Very creative to do that.
You know, I only tried it once, and I didn't have the patience for it. And I felt like, man, if I kept going at this, my arm would be super sore all day just doing that in the air. Lucius, I know you're a fisherman. Do you do the fly fishing? You ever done that?
Not with a fly rod. No siree. Yeah. Yeah. I just mastered the open face. What the hell am I talking about? You know what I mean? Yeah. Cane poles and a little zip code.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my kind of fishing, too.
Yeah, that fly fishing, though, it is. They you know, when you talk about, though, being out by yourself, though, and the stream and all that, it's super relaxing.
Serene, yeah.
Yeah, it's just you're taking everything in.
That's the kind of fishing where you're way up there. You got onto like a gravel or dirt road for the last 5 miles, and now you're up.
You probably had to walk to get to that where that water's moving. Yeah. So, yeah.
I feel like one good cast, and it just fuzz up on you. Just
Yeah.
Now you got 45 minutes trying to detangle this.
Yeah. And that is one of my main annoyances with fishing. That's probably why I don't do it more.
The backlash?
The bottom snags.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't know much about the backlash.
Backlash is like if you like what Lucius is talking about too, with the open face, and then it's like some of these bait casting reels that if you try and throw it too far and the line doesn't catch up to, and it all of a sudden it turns into a big like nest.
Yeah,
and you're now
I do the opposite. I do the reel that's on the bottom.
There you go. Well, that's what Lucius was talking about. The open face. You flip the bale, and then
the open face.
Yeah,
that's the one we usually do in the Northwest because I don't know, for whatever reason, it's easier for working lures through rivers and stuff.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the kind of fishing I would get done at 877-881-1053. We're taking a look at Cowboys Twitter. Went fly fishing in Montana last year. Took a while to get it down, but finally got the hang of it last day I was there, and I can't wait to get back 9-4-0. Yeah, I bet once you get the technique down and then you get one to bite, it would be very addicting. Would be a feeling you'd want to chase.
Yeah, that's
again.
The thing, because you're what they call stripping that line, so you're pulling it, and then you catch one, and now you're really you're trying to pull the line and then get it all in. But yeah, it's once you get, it's very much a rhythm way of fishing, because it's, you know, the back, the forward, you know, you got it, and every time you take it back, you take it a little further, and then boom, you throw it in, and you try and lay it on top of that.
Back and to the right.
Back.
So eventually with the fly, you let it lay there for a while?
Yeah, you let it lay there, and then you just kind of pull it a little bit, and then that gets that.
Dawson, you got to turn on fishing on Saturday mornings, bro.
I do.
Early in the morning, just turn it on and just let it sit in the background.
Yeah.
You'll learn some things.
Outdoor channel or something like that. Yeah.
You can at least load up your tackle box, everything they try to sell you.
Yeah, that's fun. I mean, that's one of the most fun parts, all the different gadgets and stuff. Top 10 secondaries in the NFL here. We got a couple of minutes for this, Brian. Kind of a sobering thought if this is true. This is from Pro Football Focus.
Uh-huh.
Top 10 secondaries. Cowboys not on the list.
Okay.
Ravens, Tampa, Browns, Packers, Dolphins, Bills, Saints, Chargers, Rams, Bengals, yada, yada, yada. I think the Cowboys secondary is pretty dang good. And I think it has the chance. Diggs and Brown, good corners. Yeah. Safeties should be good. I mean, I'm not going to predict that Malik Hooker is going to stay healthy, but I don't think you should have to with Kearse, Diggs, the leading INT guy, and Brown, another good graded corner, but that's what they base their rankings off of, their Pro Football Focus, so maybe they don't care that much about Anthony Brown's stats. I don't know.
I tell you what, though, that's kind of interesting because Anthony Brown, wasn't it Pro Football Focus had him, or it might have been NFL.com, had him as one of the top corners in the league when you look at him statistically.
Yeah.
So that's surprising that, because I thought Pro Football Focus had both Brown and Diggs as highly rated guys.
Yeah, maybe they're looking at the big plays the Cowboys gave up last year. I'm not sure how exactly some of these things can be ranked, but to me, that's your path to having a good defense, is the defensive line playing well, as Brian has recognized here from the workout so far. But that secondary's got to be top 10, and I think their goal should be significantly higher. Okay, and then blogging the boys, relative to the other teams in the NFC East, the Cowboys don't have a ton invested in the wide receiver position. $16 million now. The Giants and Eagles are sitting at $30 and $32 million they're spending on their wide receivers. Do you think you have to spend a bunch of money on your receivers to get good production, or is our cupboard too empty?
I'll tell you what, it was one of those things where Bobby Belt and I did a show today, a podcast that'll go up tomorrow, and we were talking about positions, and the wide receivers group was one of them. I have a feeling that when we get to Oxnard and we sit there and watch, I'm interested to hear what their plan is about. I kind of feel like we'll see what happens with Gallup. I think he's not going to miss as many games as everybody's talking about, two or three games. He might miss one game. I mean, he just physically, he looks like he is. I know they have a plan and all that, but they need to get him back, get him going. A lot of it's going to have to be on what's going on with Tolbert, too.
It's a completely different conversation if you have Gallup, though.
Yeah, it is. It's a completely different conversation. But if all of a sudden it's, you got Tolbert, who everybody absolutely loves, the problem is he cannot miss any practices. He's got to be out there the whole entire time. If they're going to throw him out there and let him play, he has got to be ready from the word go. And what you worry about in training camp is him like getting wore down, doing a lot of running. These receivers,
he already had an OTA injury.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And he does not need to do that. Jerry and Steven will figure out if this receiver crew doesn't look right, they're willing to spend the money to go try and get one, or the draft picks if they have to.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And time now for the G-Bag of the Day, curated by Lucius.
Yeah. Here we go. G-Bag of the Day. Happy June 27th, people. When we last left off, it was a baseball announcer for the Guardians radio broadcast. He kept it a buck. He kept it real. He kept it 100 about a player.
Miguel Sano, he's not hurt. He's just fat. And that's as brutally honest as we can be. He's down in Fort Myers.
Eating.
Trying to get in shape.
At the wing bar.
Yeah. We played that for Eric Nadell at 5:20 on Friday, and he absolutely loved it.
Go. That's amazing right there. Good audio. Great audio.
He said that's what that guy does.
Yeah.
Kind of a shock jockey type of dude.
Oh, okay.
The people of Cleveland love it.
Okay. Shout out to Cleveland, man. Yeah. Stand up.
Cleveland rocks.
We got a lady right here that tells her son that she's going to have a baby, basically. So he's going to have some siblings.
Uh-huh.
He's not a fan of this.
Oh, my God. Mama, come on. You already know. I don't want to have another sibling.
James.
Because, I don't even cooperate with y'all other kids.
What you mean you don't cooperate?
Bruh.
Because your kids get on my nerves and they be stressing me out.
Your kids.
Your kids.
These are my brothers and sisters right here. But today they are your kids. kids.
They are
I
your
didn't
kids.
Ask for these people. Oh. You brought them along here, Ma. I was here first.
Man, that's tough.
Wow.
Yeah, some of those kids, they get pretty jealous of the other.
I mean, I used to love when my parents gave all the attention to my other siblings. I'm on my sister or whatever. Good.
Yeah.
I'm about to go creep out of here. Yeah. I'll be back. Yes.
Man, Abby had two cousins over for the weekend, and there were some fantastic magical moments, right? Like, I'm teaching this little five-year-old girl how to swim in the pool, and she's figuring it out. It's a lot of fun, but when they get to bickering at each other and just I'm like, oh,
it gets
my goodness.
Intense.
Oh.
Yeah. We used to, the fights get real. We used to fight each other, and they used to break it up. Hey, y'all family!
I remember once I was arguing with my brother and sister. Brother's 2 years older, sister's 3 years younger, and I'm like 10. He's 12, she's like 7. And we've just been going at it for like the first month of summer vacation. And my mom turns and looks at us and says, I absolutely cannot wait until you visit Grandma and Grandpa in 1 week. And I just looked at her, and I could tell she believed it with every cell in her body. I was like, dang, Mom, we made you feel that bad?
Yeah, get out of here. Let's go to Phillies Radio. We got a reaction to Bryce Harper getting banged in the hand. You see, it went towards his face, but it got his hand. I know that hurt. Listen to this.
And the pitch.
Ooh,
up and hit him. Oh, my goodness. Bryce Harper gets hit up. And he's clutching his hand right now. I don't know how he got his hand in the way of that, but he is in some pain right now.
So, yeah, my man apologized later.
Yeah.
He apologized a little later.
Man, I think that's good radio.
Can't believe I actually said that.
Yeah. It was an honest reaction.
Yeah.
You know, it was like it wasn't considered vulgarity when David Ortiz said, this is our bleeping city.
Yeah.
Because he was like talking about something and everybody enjoyed it. You
this
know?
Is our effing city.
It was a reaction to the Boston Marathon bombing.
Here we go, Pete. Hold on.
Good journalism.
Excuse my language, St. Louis.
I think a word might have slipped out there. I was
might have slipped out. What do you mean slipped out? Hold on. It looked like it just jumped out.
Ooh,
slipped out my behind.
Brian, do you know anything about that? Cussing on air on accident?
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes you just have to cuss on air. Sometimes you just have to.
You guys pick up hitchhikers? Have you your pops ever picked up a hitchhiker?
You know what?
Like that?
Back in the 70s, yes. Yeah. Today, absolutely not.
Yeah, 100%. Mike. When my dad had the truck, he'll pull over and pick you up. Get in the back, brother. Yeah. Just let me know what you need to get. Hit the top of the roof.
Absolutely. In the 1970s, we did it all the time. To this day and age, no way.
Yeah.
I did one in 95.
Wow.
How far did you go?
About 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I was visiting some friends in Seattle. I was driving home to Vancouver, Washington. And on the exit, they were just sitting there. I was like, well, looks like a pretty good deal. That little dog. So I picked him up. Yeah. It was just like a spontaneous thing.
Was this in the Datsun car you had?
This might have been the... No, this was not the Datsun
it
510.
It was the Volkswagen van, for sure.
I would have not have trusted the 510.
The Scooby-Doo van.
Yeah, it was a van for sure, Volkswagen.
That was, no, I had
flowers on that joint.
I did have a 95 Ford Econoline 150 conversion van a few months later.
Joe Baez.
But I believe this would have been the Ford Escort or the 86 Accord. I'm not sure.
86 Accord.
Ford Escort GT, by the way.
Oh.
By the way, yeah, but no, that was a decent ride. You know, they were pretty good company.
Okay, well, hey, you took a chance.
They got a little needy, you know. They were asking for food and for me to take them to their friend's house. I was like, man, I just told you I'd bring you to Portland. I didn't say I'd take you.
As soon as you
I'll beat you up off the street. I'm not here to help you.
So as soon as you hit the Portland exit, did you pull over and take it out?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, here we go. I got you to Portland. They're like, well, actually, we were kind of hoping to get down there. And I'm like,
nah.
No, I took him the rest of the way.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why not? I didn't have anything else to do.
You took a chance, like this man right here in this audio. Huh.
So I just picked up a hitchhiker, and he seemed like a nice guy. And after a couple minutes, he said, aren't you worried that I might be a serial killer?
Wow.
And I was like, no. No, the chances of two serial killers being in the same car.
That's a good joke.
Yes.
Baseball announcer on Miguel Sono is just fat. Lady tells the son, I'm having a baby. Son did not appreciate it. Phillies radio reaction to Bryce Harper getting pegged. Oh, bleep. Or the hitchhiker. Aren't you worried I might be a serial killer? I'll go with the champ there. Nadell's guy in Cleveland, Lucius. How about you?
Lady tells the son she's having another one.
We're tied at one, Brian.
Having my baby.
Yeah, that's a good one right there.
Lady tells son?
Absolutely.
By a score of 2-1, you have a new G-Bag of the Day champion. Tune in every afternoon, 2:30, as Lucius will roll out the challengers and the champ. And every evening about 5:45, 45, he replays that bad boy for you, the champion, in L.A. Live every night about 5:45, 45. Okay, when we come back, it's time for Krusty's Corner. Where are we going with that, sir?
When a pizza makes a lot of sense, we'll talk about that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.